Hey, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. The Quiet One, a new documentary about former Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman, has been removed from the Sheffield Documentary Festival over in England over objections raised online about Wyman's relationship with his wife, Mandy Smith, who was just 13 when they met and he was 52. Now, there was supposed to be not only a high-profile screening at the fest, but an audience Q&A with the filmmaker Oliver Murray. And while the pair was married when she was 18 years old, Smith alleges that she and Wyman first had sexual relations when she was only 14. Bill Wyman has never been charged with any crime related to Mandy Smith. The pair did divorce in 1991. Well, maybe it's a case of, if you can't beat them, join them, but notorious streaming holdouts King Crimson will release their entire catalog soon on Spotify to coincide with their 50th anniversary tour, which kicks off on June the 10th. Now, they have trickled out a few songs here and there on Spotify since 2017, including a live version of Bowie's Heroes, which on the original studio version, Crimson bandleader Robert Fripp played guitar. Well, we learned over the weekend that on the same sad day we marked the anniversary late last week of the passing of Kurt Cobain and Layne Staley, another cog in the Seattle music scene from the early 90s sadly joined them. Sean Smith of the band Brad, as well as Satchel and Pigeonhead, passed away Friday of so far undetermined causes at his home in the Emerald City. He was just 53. Sean Smith formed Brad with Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam in 1992. He was also in Greg Dulli's Twilight Singers for a time. Jeff Tweedy is putting out a companion album to this year's solo effort Warm, called Warmer, on Record Store Day, but better get up early for it on April 13th because there are only going to be 5,000 vinyl copies made. Well, U2 wasn't the only one to sing about a bloody Sunday in Ireland, as on this day in music history, April 8th, 1972, Paul McCartney released Give Ireland Back to the Irish, which got banned by the BBC. Wow, what a dynamic voice. Singer Laura Nero passed away in 1997, and in 2010, Sex Pistols impresario Malcolm McLaren died. Birthdays, he was covered by David Bowie, Dusty Springfield, and many others. Belgian singer-songwriter Jacques Brel. Virtuoso guitarist Steve Howe of Yes. Ben Folds 5 drummer Darren Jesse and Vampire Weekend frontman Ezra Koenig. And that's a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!